This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 18 for Friday, August 12th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were lower on Friday after trading to both sides of unchanged, as grains and oilseeds reacted to the latest supply-demand numbers out of the USDA. Canola down $4.70 in the November contract at the final bell at $862.20 per ton. The USDA's supply-demand estimates showed larger-than-expected soybean yields, and that did put some pressure on that market, which spilled into canola. However, after the immediate sell-off, soybeans managed to move higher while canola failed to follow suit. Canadian crop conditions remain relatively favorable in most areas, but some areas of concern persist while many fields are behind normal in development. In the U.S., activity was mixed. Corn firmer, soybeans mixed with a bias higher, and wheat mostly lower. Soybeans, the USDA unexpectedly raised its projection for U.S. soybean yields, and that did spark a sell-off before prices recovered. The November contract up 5 cents at $14.54 per bushel. U.S. soybean yields were pegged at 51.9 bushels per acre by the government agency. That's up from the July forecast of 51.5. Average pre-report expectations had been for a downward revision to the number. Total U.S. soybean production is now forecast at 4.531 billion bushels, up by 26 million from July. Corn yields were revised lower on the month, and that lent support to that market. The September contract up 10 cents at $6.39 per bushel. Corn yields are now pegged at 175.4 bushels per acre. That was in line with expectations, but down from the USDA's July forecast of 177. Wheat futures traded to both sides of unchanged. Minneapolis down 3 cents in the September contract at $9.18 per bushel. Kansas City steady in September at $8.89 and a quarter, and Chicago wheat, it's down 4¾ cents in September at $8.06 per bushel. Total U.S. wheat production was pegged at 1.78 billion bushels. That'd be up slightly from the July forecast and up 8% on the year. Average winter wheat yields at 47.9 bushels per acre were down by only 0.1 bushels from July, while spring wheat yields at 47.8 were up by 0.8 on the month, and well above last year's average spring wheat yields of 31.2 bushels per acre. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, August 12th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.